Leaders from around the state gathered in Bethel last week for the 50th annual Association of Village Council Presidents Convention. KYUK's Daisha Eaton has the story.
The Association of Village Council Presidents Convention opened at the Cultural Center in Bethel Tuesday. Julie Kitka, president of the Alaska Federation of Natives, was the keynote speaker. She reported on two major wins in the courts for Alaska Natives this year, highlighting a federal judge's order that the state of Alaska translate voting materials into Gwich'in and Yupik for Alaska Natives with limited English.
When we talk about that we have major fights that are going on with the state of Alaska and we're trying to protect our people's rights on that, it's very real. It's sad that we have to do that, but we're very proud of these Native individuals that testified as witnesses and that the judge listened and saw the truth of what they were saying.
Kitka also noted a U.S. Supreme Court decision to end the Katie John subsistence case after 19 years of litigation as another victory. AVCP is a nonprofit organization representing the 56 federally recognized tribes of the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. During the convention, tribal representatives meet in Bethel to work on critical issues. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski and Republican Representative Don Young also addressed the convention. Senator Murkowski said that the federal and state governments need to respect Native rights.
There's so much tension as we talk about things like jurisdiction, as we talk about our ability, your ability to govern yourselves. And I think the tension comes because we're missing that respect. That respect from the federal government and the state government, respecting you and your tribal institutions and you as a people.
Representative Young also encouraged Native villages to take initiative to improve their own communities, especially when it comes to drugs. He said improving economic opportunities for young people is one important part of fighting the region's drug problems, but he also said it will take confronting people they know who are selling drugs.
If someone's screwing up in your village, he should be asked to leave. You don't want to do that. It can't be just enforced from the outside, because very frankly, that's a foreigner. It has to come from here. And you know who the drug dealer is in that town. You all know who it is. Well, you say, I can't do it. Bullshit, you can't do something. It's damn cold without a cabin. I'm saying there has to be a little bit of control. And those villages, especially with drugs, this black heroin, what do you call black tar stuff is coming in, is destroying our young people.
The AVCP convention runs through Thursday afternoon. In Bethel, I'm Daisha Eaton.